Applied Aerospace to raise $682.5 million in initial public offering as defense demand surges. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemines AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Applied Aerospace is seeking to raise $682.5 million in an initial public offering, ranking among the larger private equity-backed industrials listings of 2026. Greenbrier Equity Group, a middle-market private equity firm with a concentrated industrials and transportation focus, is using the initial public offering as an exit strategy for Applied Aerospace. The initial public offering filing occurred on May 26, 2026, during a period of surging defense manufacturing demand that has elevated valuation multiples in the sector. Greenbrier Equity Group is pushing one of its aerospace portfolio companies toward a public market exit at the worst possible moment to pretend the defense industrial base is boring. Applied Aerospace is seeking $682.5 million in an initial public offering, a transaction that would rank among the larger private equity-backed industrials listings of 2026 and signal that private equity sponsors see enough altitude in defense manufacturing multiples to justify pulling the trigger now. The initial public offering target of $682.5 million, reported by Bloomberg on May 26, 2026, was not accompanied by disclosed terms on share count, indicative price range, or use of proceeds in the available source material. What the headline number alone communicates is the ambition. Greenbrier, a middle-market private equity firm with a concentrated industrials and transportation focus, is betting that public market investors will pay a meaningful premium to take Applied Aerospace off its hands, or at least grant it a liquid currency for future capital formation. The specific revenue base, EBITDA margins, and implied valuation multiples for Applied Aerospace were not disclosed in the available source material. No executive quotes from Applied Aerospace leadership or Greenbrier principals were available in the source text at the time of publication. The terms of the offering, including the lead underwriters and expected pricing date, were not public as of the Bloomberg report. Why does this matter to investors with no direct stake in an aerospace components manufacturer? Because the Applied Aerospace initial public offering is a referendum on whether the private equity exit pipeline for defense-linked industrials has reopened in 2026, after 2 years of rate-driven compression in sponsor-backed listings. Every institutional allocator sitting on dry powder in the aerospace and defense subsector is watching this deal for pricing signals. Greenbrier's track record frames the exit strategy. Greenbrier Equity Group has built a recognizable pattern across its fund vintages: acquire operationally complex industrials businesses with defensible end market exposure, install process discipline, and exit via either strategic sale or public markets when sector tailwinds peak. The firm's historical focus areas include aerospace components, ground transportation equipment, and specialty manufacturing, all capital-intensive sectors where operational improvement translates directly into EBITDA expansion and thus multiple expansion at exit. Applied Aerospace, as a portfolio company in this mold, almost certainly carries exposure to either commercial aerospace MRO cycles, defense prime contractor supply chains, or both. The decision to pursue an initial public offering rather than a strategic sale to a defense prime or a secondary buyout to another private equity sponsor suggests Greenbrier's advisors believe the public market will award a higher multiple than the private bid stack. That is a meaningful data point. It implies sponsor confidence in both the forward earnings trajectory of the business and the receptivity of public equity investors to defense-linked industrial issuers. Key figure, $682.5 million. That is the initial public offering target for Greenbrier-backed Applied Aerospace, as reported by Bloomberg on May 26, 2026. Specific financial metrics underlying the valuation were not disclosed. The defense manufacturing backdrop is the thesis: defense prime contractors and their Tier 1 and Tier 2 suppliers have operated in a structurally favorable demand environment driven by NATO spending commitments, U.S. Department of Defense budget authorizations, and the accelerated procurement cycles triggered by geopolitical stress since 2022. The aerospace and defense subsector of the S&P 500 has historically traded at EBITDA multiples in the mid to high teens during periods of elevated procurement activity, creating attractive initial public offering windows for private equity-backed suppliers. For context, TransDigm Group, one of the most closely watched comps for aerospace components businesses, has consistently demonstrated that proprietary, sole-source aerospace parts can command EBITDA margins above 40% and sustain premium public market valuations. Applied Aerospace's own margin profile was not available in the source material, but institutional investors will benchmark the offering against TransDigm, HEICO, and the broader aftermarket aerospace peer group to calibrate whether the $682.5 million ask is conservative, fair, or stretched. The timing also intersects with a broader 2026 trend. Private equity sponsors who acquired industrial assets between 2018 and 2021 are now at or past the typical 5 to 7 year hold period, creating structural pressure to distribute capital back to limited partners regardless of market conditions. A $682.5 million initial public offering, if successful, would represent a meaningful liquidity event for Greenbrier's fund investors. The stored parallel capital formation across the industrial stack on the same day. Bloomberg reported the Applied Aerospace initial public offering filing. Freight Waves reported that Stored, an Atlanta-based e-commerce logistics platform, closed a $250 million Series F round at a $3 billion valuation, doubling its value in 12 months. The two transactions are structurally different. One is a private equity sponsor exit via public markets, the other is a late-stage venture round. The parallel is instructive regardless. Both transactions reflect institutional capital moving aggressively into the broader industrial and logistics technology stack in 2026. Stored's $250 million raise, led by Strike Capital with participation from existing investors, brings the company's total funding since its 2015 founding to more than $775 million. The company serves more than 1,000 customers, primarily small to medium direct-to-consumer merchants, with services spanning fulfillment, last-mile delivery, returns, and a proprietary technology platform for inventory and order management. The Stored raise also signals that the market for AI-integrated logistics platforms has reached a scale where the initial public offering question is now relevant. Freight Waves noted that a listing is a possible next step for Stored, which has completed 8 acquisitions over 6 years. If both Applied Aerospace and Stored reach public markets in 2026, the year will mark a meaningful reopening of the industrials and logistics initial public offering pipeline after a suppressed 2024 and 2025 vintage. Source: Bloomberg, Freight Waves, May 26, 2026. Applied Aerospace valuation metrics were not disclosed in the available source material. Private equity exit math: why pricing discipline defines the next 6 months. The $682.5 million initial public offering target for Applied Aerospace will be tested against public market appetite for defense-linked industrials at a moment when rates remain elevated relative to the 2010s mean. Higher discount rates compress the present value of long-duration revenue streams, which is precisely what long-cycle defense programs represent. Sponsors know this. The structural offset is defense budget visibility. Multi-year appropriations and long-term contracts provide revenue predictability that generalist equity investors have historically been willing to pay for, even in a high-rate environment. If Applied Aerospace carries a significant proportion of contracted defense revenue, its initial public offering roadshow will lean hard on that predictability to justify the ask. For private equity allocators watching from the sidelines, the deal's book build quality will matter as much as the final pricing. An oversubscribed book at the midpoint or above signals that the window is genuinely open. A deal that prices at the low end or is pulled signals that public market investors are still requiring a deeper discount to absorb private equity exit risk. In this sector, the Plaquemines view the Applied Aerospace initial public offering is not primarily about Applied Aerospace. It is a stress test for the entire class of 2018 to 2021 private equity-backed industrial acquisitions that are now overdue for exit. Greenbrier's decision to pursue a public offering rather than a strategic sale carries a specific implication. The sponsor believes public market multiples for defense-linked manufacturers exceed what strategics are willing to pay in a private negotiation. That spread, if real and durable, changes the calculus for every private equity firm holding comparable assets. Our thesis: the 2026 industrials initial public offering pipeline is bifurcating. Businesses with contractually anchored defense revenue and demonstrable margin expansion will price well. Businesses relying on commercial aerospace cycle recovery stories, where demand remains volatile, will find the public market less forgiving. Applied Aerospace's ultimate pricing will reveal which category the market assigns it to. The Stored parallel reinforces a second-order point: capital is flowing simultaneously into the physical infrastructure of industrial supply chains, Stored's fulfillment and logistics platform, and the manufacturing assets that feed those chains, Applied Aerospace's components. The 2026 investment thesis for industrials is not simply defense spending. It is the intersection of defense demand, AI-driven operational efficiency, and the reshoring of domestic manufacturing capacity. Portfolio construction that captures all three vectors, rather than any one in isolation, will outperform over the next capital cycle. The bottom line: if Applied Aerospace prices above the midpoint of its $682.5 million target, expect a queue of Greenbrier-class sponsors to accelerate their own exit timelines before year-end. Watch the book build.